He tells you about managing your money. Now, he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, the word on money, a very popular segment here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And don't forget, if you're listening right now live in New York, just a little more than an hour and a half from now, at 711 7th Street and 48th Street. That's where the big Stop Ilhan Omar rally is going to be at. I'll be on stage sometime after 5 p.m. But you come on down and you join us. Lend your voice to helping Ilhan Omar be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. We hope to have tens of thousands there in Times Square. Every week we talk about money on Monday, but we have also begun to talk about what the Word has to say about money. And David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital, the aforementioned, rejoins us. David, happy Monday to you. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me on your program again this afternoon on Monday. And I love being with you, talking about the word on Monday, but also topics that relate to our money.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting to see how much Scripture has to say about money itself. And today you've picked Corinthians 4:17. Tell us why.
Well, it says here, the scripture, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You know, there's the world says, give me no problems and I'll have peace. But God says, I'm going to give you peace through your problems. And so it's a total dichotomy how our spiritual side of our life looks at compared to our flesh, looks at the world and challenges. And, you know, think of it this way, is that we all remember the days when we were little kids and we're learning how to ride a bike. And, you know, the thought comes in our head, we're going to fall off and skin our knees or break our head. And, you know, now we wear helmets, obviously. But, you know, in our day and age, Kevin, we didn't wear those things too much. But we always think the challenges, and we'll never accomplish riding a bike, you know, and we're going to have all these challenges. But, you know, there's some people grew up and to be incredible professional cyclists. And we can say, you know, that's the case with any topic in life. As the more you do that, the better you become. And those challenges that were once mountains are now molehills. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is for our walk in our spiritual life. You know, we all will face challenges, and we're all going to have those things that come into our life. Yet those things that we think will crush us will actually conform us into the image of Christ. And they far outweigh the challenges that we face on earth today. It's actually forming us into the image of Jesus. So instead of, you know, and resisting the challenge that life brings us, no matter whatever the topic is, let's embrace that, because God is wanting to form his presence, his glory in our lives, not just eternally at the end of our life when we go to be with him face to face, but in the here and now where we can live out heaven on earth.
No, it's so true. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the bicycle illustration, because I was just this weekend with my five-year-old. And the new thing is the balance bikes, trying to get them to sit while they kind of scoot along instead of teaching them with the training wheels. And my bride comes out and she goes, he doesn't have his helmet on. And I said, well, I guess I'm supposed to put one on him. So I grabbed the wrong one. It was too big and it was like flopping all over his head back and forth. And she's like, no, you got the wrong one. And I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't even have these. I just bust my head on the sidewalk. Yeah, you get stitches, but you get through it. You get past it. The momentary trials move past you. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody train their kid on the, and I did put the right one on Jonathan's head. I don't want anybody reporting me for child abuse on bicycle training, but I get exactly what you're saying, David, because it is, when you're in the midst of it, it seems so huge and so insurmountable sometimes.
But the big picture, God is looking at the big picture. He wants us to be formed in his image. And, you know, the best thing that forms us into his image is the trials, the challenging times in our life. I can say, you know, I've been through a very challenging time health-wise in my life like never before. I've always been very healthy. But I can say God has really formed some things in my life and caused me to be drawn to him. You know, I could have resisted him and being angry at God. We can choose that route too. But the route of embracing the Lord through our challenge is such a an incredible time. I can say this time in my life has been, you know, there's a few times in my life, and the times where I have grown the most in the shortest amount of time, getting closer to the Lord, has been the challenging times, the trials, where that trial was so much bigger than I could even comprehend, or, you know, where I couldn't take care of it. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't say, here's what we're going to do. I just had to yield and say, Lord, I'm all yours.
Right. Well, it's a good word today. And friends, if you would like to go back and listen to any of the Word on Monies, we've got them all stored up for you at the Kevin McCullough podcast section. Just look for David Fisher's Word on Money when you go there. All right, coming up next, a check of the markets. Stay with us.